And now we're going to cool down with something sweet, boba. It's definitely my family's go-to summer treat. My kids actually like it better than ice cream. They beg for it as a reward for almost any occasion, after a doctor's appointment or a sweaty karate practice. You can find boba shops all over California. Some of them stick to the original tea with tapioca balls. Others have expanded their menus with smoothies, slushies, or coffee. So to start a boba business that stands out takes some creativity. For our series, Hidden Gems, where we take you to out-of-the-way spots around the Golden State, Amy Mayer found a surprising specialty at Kiss My Boba.
We try to come up with a unique name that once you come to our shop, you wouldn't forget.
Kiss My Boba started as a food truck. When the pandemic left some storefronts empty, husband and wife team Willie and Chelsea Totola saw an opportunity. Their shop is in San Bruno on the busy El Camino Real, just 10 minutes from the San Francisco airport, which means travelers often stumble upon it.
We were at the airport and we wanted some place close by and we kind of just looked it up and so...
Chelsea Totola says she hears that nearly every day. The airport is also a source of repeat customers, thanks in part to Willie's family.
A bunch of my husband's family works for United, which is just like 6 minutes from here.
Willie's family comes from Tonga, an archipelago in the South Pacific that has a circuitous connection to boba. More on that in a bit. Tonga is also the source of Kiss My Boba's signature drink.
Our most popular drink is the Tongan mango otai, and it's a specialty beverage that we'd have at our Tongan family functions.
And the idea to serve the drink came from family. Willie's mom. When Kiss My Boba, the food truck, was new and traveling to cultural festivals in the Bay Area, she mixed up a big batch of the shredded coconut and mango drink for them to try to sell.
She brought two buckets to us, and it sold out immediately.
They still use his mother's recipe. But Chelsea says making otai is labor-intensive, especially grating the coconut, despite upgrading from cheese graters to commercial-style shredders.
Today we're working on 100 orders right now. That will take 2 5-gallon buckets. So we'll do like maybe 6 or 8 buckets today alone.
And Willie says there's a connection between boba and tonga. Taiwan gets credit for the first boba, or bubble tea. But cassava, the plant that gives us tapioca, which gives us boba, is also part of Tongan cuisine as a starchy side or a particular dessert.
That's called fai kagai, and it has a tapioca base that we use, and it's similar texture to what boba is, but just a little bit bigger. And we use a coconut cream and burnt sugar sauce that we use with it. Oh, that's a good idea for a drink.
Every new idea that sends him into the kitchen puts his science skills back to work.
Iteration is key to getting the perfect recipe.
Chelsea comes from a restaurant family. Before boba, she worked as a police detective. When the food truck business grew, the couple decided to ditch their day jobs.
We always had so much more fun working our boba food truck after working on the weekends that we're like, why? We love this. Why aren't we doing this every day, all day?
I will be right with you. And then can I get a large mango otai?
The Totolas have found that otai appeals to many without a Tongan connection. Christian Medina also orders one, plus another favorite drink.
The grandma shari milk is to die for. It's so good with black boba. And the otai, oh my God, can never miss, you know?
Chelsea says nostalgia, whether for strawberry milk or a family celebration, features strongly on the menu. One popular house specialty has bright colors and a range of flavors.
That drink is our Cool Runnings. That's one of our favorite Disney movies, is Cool Running.
About the unlikely Jamaican Olympic bobsled team.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool Running.
So it's like the colors, the red, yellow, green. So people really like that.
What's in it?
It's pineapple, green tea, green apple jelly, and then a splash of cranberry juice at the top.
Giving it a vague resemblance to the green, black, and yellow of the Jamaican flag. The Totolas like playing with fusion of colors, tastes, and cultures. They're developing an horchata coffee that will give a nod to both Mexican flavor and coffee culture.
We've been kind of learning and working on coffee drinks too for more of the day crowd that wants coffee, or a lot of maybe people come in for their kids or someone else for boba, but then they like coffee.
Boba stickers?
The Tatolas are hoping customers will stick around to taste whatever sweet treat they come up with next.
Bye. See you guys.
For the California Report, I'm Amy Mayer.
You can find more of our Hidden Gems series at kqed.org/hiddengems.